USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Labor says weekly unemployment insurance claims have fallen to their lowest levels since the beginning of the pandemic. The new data showing 376,000 people filed new claims last week, continuing a downward trend over the last few months. The unemployment rate still remains higher than pre-pandemic levels at 5.8% in May. And the CDC says the number of cases of heart inflammation in younger recipients of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccines were higher than expected, but still rare. The agency says it's received 275 cases of inflammation in 16 to 24-year-olds following their second dose of the vaccine, based on data from its vaccine safety monitoring system. Scientists say more research is needed to determine how much of a factor the vaccine played in those cases. The CDC emphasizes that the number of cases is still very small compared to the number of people who have received the vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.